Hello, my wellness explorers. I wanted to say this right now. I really appreciate you guys listening to my podcast. You have no idea that it's been a couple of years since my last podcast that I launched, Sweating for the Wedding podcast, which is still out there. It's a wedding wellness podcast. But you have no idea how much this podcast means to me because I'm talking about all the areas that I'm passionate about. Nutrition, math, STEM, these are things that has been difficult for me to be able to like merge together. But I feel like with this podcast, I'm able to be as genuine as possible and you guys can listen to whatever you want to listen to, whether it's math related, STEM related, or wellness related. These are topics that are very much interconnected and some ways and also separate. But I do know that there is a topic that you guys can all resonate with, and that is the holidays, the national holidays, the religious holidays, the events and wonderful celebrations that are happening in your life. And you want to know how to be able to overcome them without paying the price in your waistline. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about how to beat the holidays. Let's do this. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Leila Aliyah. Let's get started. All right. So one thing that a lot of people have shared with me is that, oh my gosh, Leila, I've been on track, but the holidays came and I just gained 10 pounds or more. And in my opinion and my experience, I remember that feeling where I'll never forget having Thanksgiving dinner and just being so stuffed that I had to walk it off just to calm my stomach down so I can make room for pie. And then even by then, I was not feeling good. And then going on that walk and you just don't feel comfortable. You look and feel like bloated. And it was very uncomfortable. I remember this was high school and I didn't know any better. All I knew was like, oh, you got to stuff yourself with food. This is how it feels. Until I decided to go on my health journey, which I talk about on my welcome sode about how I came to where I am today. But the thing that I have to share is you can be in absolute control of what you put in your mouth and no one will A, say anything, notice anything. All they will say is, wow, you look amazing. And what are you doing to be able to show up at this party and be able to eat what you want? So these are some things that I want to share with you that you can beat the holidays with and actually be able to apply in your life for any situation and circumstance. So the first thing I actually share is to fill your plate with proteins and fiber first. That's the first thing you fill your plate with. It's like kind of like make your nest, I would say, is add your veggies, add your protein. And if you're a person that's like, I hate veggies, I just don't like it, I'm going to just encourage you to really look into this. There are some other things that you can put on your plate that are not high in sugar. You can put things like potatoes. You can put things like carrots and some other corn. Those are considered complex carbohydrates because they're not processed. I'm going to encourage you to stay away from the processed foods that you don't know what's in it. Like it could be bread, but it could be made of processed ingredients, not whole food ingredients. So fill your plate with protein and fiber first. And I'm just going to assume that you love eating your protein and you love eating your fiber, whether it's not saying it has to be spinach or broccoli, but something that will be fiberful because it's going to fill your stomach and it's going to make you content. Then you can put your carbs and then you can add something sweet at the end. I save all my sweets for dessert. Now, specifically for Thanksgiving, I add a little bit of like that cranberry filling that you have in the turkey or the stuffing. I add a little bit of it, but everything I say is like do it by a 3-bite process. So the things that are higher in carbohydrates, higher in the sugars, ask yourself, can I have 3 bites of this? And if you can, then that's all you need for now. So that way you can dib and dab and everything. So fill your plate with protein and fiber, then add the next layer, which is your carbs and then your fats. And then you're also, because you need all three areas in your diet to kind of have a good balanced diet. But what I would also say is before the event actually occurs, you want to feel somewhat content going into the event. Do not go to the event starving, because you'll eat everything with your eyes. You're talking from someone who has filled their plate before they sat down, and then they just can't finish the plate because they're like, wow, I'm putting on more than I can actually chew, because you're eating with your eyes. Hello, Wellness Explorers. I'm super excited to share with you a product that I have spent years developing through one-on-one classes, one-on-one calls, private lessons, all down to this special booklet, and that is my smoothie ebook. It is a breakdown on how to make the perfect smoothie with the right formula using all the foods you have and be able to make a very delicious, decadent smoothie. I've also provided recipes based on the season, what's the best fruits and veggies to get, and I even included my favorite Persian recipes turned into a smoothie format. So if you want to learn more about how to make smoothies, how to be able to create that ideal formula for yourself where you don't have to get the same foods all the time, but you use what you have and even explore some new recipes, you've got to check out this smoothie ebook. It's on my website under the resources tab. Check it out. And if you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram or my website. And I really hope you like it. I'm super proud of this product. So if you are a smoothie lover like me, and you want to learn how to make smoothies and expand your palate, this is the book for you. So let's get back to the show. So I always encourage people to make a smoothie for yourself, eat an apple, eat something of a whole food before you get to the event. And it's not going to spoil your appetite. It's going to help you be in control of the food you're taking in, not losing control. So when I mentioned before complex carbohydrates, that's basically foods that are whole in the whole foods format, like grapes and potatoes. Those are things that your body takes a while to break down versus having cookies and having bread and that is not from whole food ingredients. Your body will instantly get that sugar kick, and that's called simple carbs. All right, and the complex carbs takes more time to break down, thus allowing you to be in control and not make some impulsive decisions, but also avoiding that sugar spike. That is where everyone experiences that food coma. They want to take a nap, and that just is not good. So I talk about this a lot in my course, the Mission Fit Forever course, and it's actually a breakdown of all 12 steps of everything in my coaching, but I also have some areas where I talk about sugar detoxing and some foods that are considered to be sugar-free, but they're sweet foods. So if you want to learn more about that, go check that on my website. Also, my meal prep guide can be a great way to start prepping meals during the holidays. So let's say you have a lot of leftovers, you can know how to take that home and divvy it out, or how to make a lot of food and divvy it out yourself in a way that's realistic with your time frame. But also remember this, is that this is a special time to enjoy going a little bit off board, okay? So let's say, you know, you've been on track this whole time and then you go to the event and you're worried about losing track. I promise you that that day is not going to undo all your hard work. Okay, I actually work really hard to enjoy that day. I call that day my cheat day. Like Thanksgiving is a cheat day. Christmas is a cheat day. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is a cheat day. My birthday is a cheat day. Our anniversary is a cheat day. But I try not to like let it all go every weekend. Because one weekend of like just getting off the bandwagon takes 5 days to recover. And then guess what? The weekend starts. And that's when you don't see the results that you want to receive. And this is where I talk to my one-on-one clients about when we're trying to do weight loss and trying to have a balanced diet, work on their gut and their blood sugar. We talk about those healthy substitutes that no longer feel like you have to do something and feel like you're on a diet. It's just something that you just do. So these are some great alternatives on how to beat the sugar cravings and the sugar bust. But one other thing that I want to talk about when it comes to sugar, I also say enjoy your dessert, but make sure that your beverage isn't packed with sugar. So let's say I'm having tea and I'm having cookies or a pie. I don't add sugar or anything sweet to my tea. My dessert is the sweetener, and that's a balance. One thing I like to do is really try to get a little bit of everything, like I mentioned, the three-bite rule. And so I have a little bit of cheesecake. I have a little bit of this cookie. I try this macaroon. And guess what? Like, I have saved my carbs and my fats, let's say, for this event. Unless you're doing a special event like a competition or something that requires you to be super, super strict, this is where you really need to talk to your coach about in terms of what you call a reef day. Like, it's like a cheat day and it's in your schedule. But for someone who's trying to do this as a lifestyle, this is where I can say you don't eat pie every single day. You don't eat cookies every single day. So work your way up to play hard, work hard so you can play hard and eat and enjoy it. So you're being smart so you can play and have a good time. So I hope this helps. Do feel free to reach out if you have any questions on specific events. I work with a lot of brides on this who are doing the bridal showers and the lots of bachelorette parties and events. Like, I had 3 bridal showers. It was awesome. And, you know, being Persian American, I had like the best of both worlds in celebrating. So there's a lot of events going on that year. But also working with brides who come from a multicultural background or just having these events, how do you stay on track so you can still fit in the dress? Or for those that just really are just trying to hit a goal, don't let this hurdle be a burden, but to use it as a way to celebrate your progress so far. And it's also a test of your journey. You may realize that those cheese stuffed pizzas, those stuffed like crusted pizzas that you used to eat, you can no longer eat anymore. Your diet has changed. Your appetite has changed. So again, this is a great way to test where you're at in your journey, not let it deter you or distract you or derail you in your journey. So please change that focus to, as a way to celebrate, not to regret. All right, guys, that's the end of today's episode. Please enjoy and beat the holidays this way. I know I am. I'm super excited. And I'll catch you guys next time. Keep exploring. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.